Come and I give me God. There is no one like you.
Something urgent in my life. Something urgent in today.
in my life. Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle today. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearfully blessed. Lift up your voice, my sister. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for another time, Lord. We bless your holy name. We adore you, Lord. We lift your heart. We bow before your throne. There is no like unto you. You are such a mighty God. The one that cannot change, unchangeable changer. You are such a great God. The one that is to come. Lift up your voice. Say something good about your God. Father, we thank you. Forget about what you are passing through. Oh, yes, Lord. We magnify. Thank you, Jesus. Say something good about your God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yeah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You have fearful embraces. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Lift up your voice and declare that to the devil. Let the devil know that you have faced tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, fear. there is God. Hey, because I know He owns my future. My life is worth a living just because it is. Sing it one more time. Because it is. I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow. It doesn't matter your age. Because it is. Because it is. Oh, fear is gone. Because I know. He owns my future. My life is worth a living just because it is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord. Because your name is forever, amen. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin in my life that want to start again my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for mercy. Because Jesus is coming tomorrow. Father, whatever sin in my life that want to start again my prayer, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Ask God for mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, whatever I've done in my life, that I want to start a new prayer, be merciful. Show your mercy. Show your mercy. Show your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Show your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Show your mercy. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, I take authority by the power in the blood of Jesus against every principality and power in my environment. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Father, every principality, every power in my environment against my prayer, be arrested tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Let them be arrested. Be arrested tonight. Be arrested tonight. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, be arrested tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Be arrested tonight in the name of Jesus. Let them be arrested. Be arrested in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. As you all know, brethren, this prayer meeting is to wage war against power that says no to your settling down maritally. It's a targeted prayer, so I don't want us to joke with anything at all. There is no much time to waste. Strike when the iron is still sharp and deal with the enemies against your body. But one thing I have a confidence in, Lord, that in the name that is above every other name, for those who are consistently joining this prayer, in the name that is above every other name, your story will still stand for better. In the mighty name of Jesus, your story will still change. Your story will still change. Your story will still change. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So let us start like this. The Bible says Psalm 11 verse 3. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, when the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The good news tonight is that if you are righteous and you can pray, definitely you'll be able to deal with the foundation. Lift up your voice and pray this loud and clear. Say, any battle from my foundation, saying, I shall not marry. Open your mouth and pray. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. The battle from your foundation. Say, you will never marry. Open your mouth and pray. Da, 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 da. Aha. Now you know why we are here. in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every battle from your foundations, although you are living righteous and the foundation is fighting you, every battle from your foundations that say you will not settle down maritally, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha! That is it. In the name of Jesus. You can what's happening? My sister, pray that prayer. This is your opportunity you have been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to repeat that prayer point. There is a sister that if you know the level that the foundation has damaged your life, you will pray more than this. You have met the person that will make your life better. But yet the foundation is fighting you and is causing a battle between two of you. Lift up your voice loud and clear. Say any battle from my foundation that I vow that I will not marry. You are a liar! Scatter by fire! That is it. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. The battle for my foundation. Say you will not settle the marriage. You are a liar. My sister, I don't know your brain up. Now you are there. Pray. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this all loud and clear. In your family, there are so many people that are due to marry, but yet they are not married. Some will marry, they will still kick them out of their husband's house. Why? It's a foundational battle. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, generational battle. Fighting my life. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter. I love where you are praying that prayer tonight. Something must drop from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Your story must stay one better. In that I can feel what you are praying tonight. Open your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Every generation of battle. Say you will never settle down. You are a liar. Look at what you are. That is it. Yes. Open your mouth, pray. Open your mouth, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I told you, we are not here to joke at all. We are going straight to the point. Shout this next prayer point loud and clear. This prayer point for those who the enemy has closed the door of their marriage. They have closed the door. It says, stand at the door and I knock. The door has already been closed. He said, I own the key of David. When I open the door, nobody can shut it. When I shut the door, nobody can open it. But beloved, your foundation has already shut the door against your life. I beg you, don't joke with this place where I put it loud and clear. Shout this one loud and clear. Every door of marriage that the enemy has closed in my life, as I pray tonight, open by fire. Oh, yeah, clap your hands. Open. Declare. As I clap my hands, oh, yeah, open. Aha. Aha. That's it. That's the prophetic action there. As I clap my hand, oh yeah, open. I declare it open. Oh yeah, open. Aha! As I clap my hand, open my fire. That's it. My sister, open. Open it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open. That's it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Open to another fire. In the name of Jesus. Open to another fire. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I decree to somebody's life here tonight that in the name that is above any other name, that good door that the enemy has shut in your life. Hey, if your heaven is loud, 7 times, I decree shall be open now. Be open. Be open tonight in the name of Jesus. That is it. I love you. You are praying tonight. Now pray the next one on this. No joke with this one. You are going to pray this off yourself. There is something called the crown of marriage. Crown of marriage. Until when you receive the crown in the spirit, the marriage might not come to the physical. Until when Esther was crowned, she could not be confirmed as the wife of a queen. Ah, you are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, any wicked power sitting on the crown of my marriage, you are a liar. Pray. Any power sitting on the crown of your marriage, you are a liar. Pray. You must wear your crown. You must wear your crown. You must wear your crown. Help yourself to that. You must wear your crown. In the name of Jesus, people must congratulate you. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, you must wear your crown. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to say this over yourself. Without apology to any power, say whatever is in my life, just say that with my divine power, Holy Ghost fire, flush them out tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Anything in my life, pushing them out my divine power, Holy Ghost, flush them out. 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 Aha! Pray. Holy Ghost, flush them out of them. In the name of Jesus, anything in my life that is pushing my divine power away, open your mouth and pray. Holy Ghost. Yes. Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. You will notice a silent there. The Holy Spirit said we should pray a prayer. If you are a guy on the line tonight, listen very carefully. I'll say the way you're going to pray your prayer, and the sister, I'll say the way you're going to pray your prayer too. Because the saddest story is that if a guy sees a lady, and for the guy to be able to open his mouth to say, "Does he yet?" Not even the Lord. Can you? It might be difficult for that guy. The guy wants to say it. The heart has said it, but the mouth has not spoken. So there is confession to be made. You need to pray against that spirit. There is a force that is preventing you from opening your mouth to confirm yourself. And to that sister, you are going to pray again. Any force that is preventing the man coming to you, that force must die. That's the prayer point. Are you ready to pray? So I'm going to pray my own as a guy now. So that the guy, you are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, any power shutting my mouth from proposing to my divine partner. That is for the guy. This is how I say, any power that is shutting the mouth of my divine partner from locating me. You are going to pray like that. I hope you all understand the prayer point. You are going to lift. I just stop me. I don't receive this one now. I've never received this kind of prayer, but I just received it for somebody here. Say, any power shutting my mouth from proposing to my divine partner. You are a liar. Die. Pray. The power must die tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. The power must die tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Sometimes what you are passing through has overwhelmed our life from looking at and of thinking about our divine partner. You are going to lift up a voice. Say, whatever I'm passing through now, I shall not be discouraged. I will get to my marital robots. Let me enter that prayer point. There is a place called Rehoboth. Thus as those us helped us. Rehoboth is a place of blessing. It's a place of joy. It's a place if until you get to your Rehoboth, you might not be able to locate your. Many of us have tried so many relationships, yet you are not at your real worth yet. But when you get to that place, you will know, because that person will love you unconditionally, without anything. Okay, if you can do this one, if you can, that's where you get to your real worth, and that's what's going to be your peace. I was teaching tonight about fear of God. I said it is better for somebody to marry a poor man that has a fear of God than to marry a rich man that has no fear of God at all. So if you think, he's very, very rich, but he has no fear of God, you have not got your real worth yet. You have to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, what I'm passing through now, I shall not be discouraged. I shall not be frustrated. I shall get to my marital day of God. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. It's a 3-1 prayer. You will not be destroyed. You will not be frustrated. You will get to your marital day of God. Open your mouth and pray. My sister, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. You will get. You will get there, my sister, in the name of Jesus. You will not hinder you, my brother. You will get there. We will rejoice with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your other in the name of Jesus. You will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. In the name of Jesus, you will get there. You will get there. Yes, in Jesus' name. We pray. Listen very carefully to this. The difference between here and there, here is where you are at the moment. There is where you are meant to be. The difference between here and there is a letter T. I repeat myself. Here is H-E-R-E. There is T-H-E-R-E. So the difference between here and there is the letter T, and that T represents time. So you might not be where you want to be for now, but I can guarantee one thing. Sooner than expected, at the God's appointed time that will make you joyful, you will get there. You will get there. You will not be discouraged, not be frustrated. You will get there. In the name of Jesus. I shall get there. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are making progress. You are going to pray like this. See, every soul tie with my past relationships, preventing the marital settlement, break. That's the prayer point. You want to break it tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Don't say, I've prayed this prayer before. I've prayed this several times. I've prayed it 8 times. I've even done video on that prayer. There is power in prayer. If something is going on in your past relationship, if the spirit is there in the spiritual, beloved, the spirit controls the physical. On the way you disconnect spiritually, you find out that there might not be. You physically, no matter how glued you are still connected to the past. I've told you before, a wedding I settled years ago, that was almost 17, 18 years ago here. I said to me, the husband and the wife were close to getting married. In fact, they fixed the date. We came from Nigeria to come and raise the wedding, all sort of things. To call the long story short, there was a battle between two of them. They were fighting. So, because of their fighting, the husband pushed the wife in the air, and the eardrum was almost damaged. So, the family picked up the case and they said they were not going to go out with the marriage until they had a family meeting. So fortunately, I was in the family meeting, just ordinary person, not a recognized person. That was my second day when I landed in this country, so I don't know anything going on here. We argued for hours. Hours of argument, blah, 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 blah. Why did you hear them? This is doctor report. They just said all sort of things. Eventually, nobody could get to a particular point. And the wedding was about 3 weeks to come. Beloved, any power that wants to scatter your day of glory, heaven will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. And so I'm your own. When you fight for hours, then the Spirit of God has spoke. That the solution to this, the argument is in this guy's mouth. They don't mention me. They pointed at me and said, Oh, but you are, I say, well, if you allow me to go, you know, we are a proper black Nigerian man. You know, people are I don't know about how to spend any country. I just gave the second one the visa. So, to call the long story short, and I spoke to them. I said, there is something that the husband needs to say to bring peace into this marriage. That there's a pain in his heart. Until when he says it, there will not peace. Did I face your husband? He said, why? What happened? And the guy began to talk. Yes, it's true. But when you know that, why can't you say something? To call the long story short, that the husband saw a series of emails with the past in the new one. He saw it, and said, this email, the wife was comparing the sex life of the old God. What they are doing was wrong anyway. Having said before marriage, they comparing the sex life of this old man and the new guy. They were comparing the two of them. The guy now saw all the emails. When he saw he now challenged the guy. Why would you do this? He said, the girl gave him a slap. And that's how they began to fight. But no, address that one. That's the solution to this problem. Very simple. It is better to break courtship than to break marriage. Tell we have not gone to the court or we have not gone to the reception. Go and think for 7 days and come back and tell us if the wedding will continue or not. Go and be with my brother, my sister. They did not get back to me. I was the youngest in the meeting anyway. They all decided that's left. The only thing I heard was that we should go out with the marriage. Meanwhile, because there was a short time between that girl and the past relationship, the wedding did not last for 3 months before they broke up again. And the meeting. If they have to move on with their life, they might have to move on with it. Why did you, when I told them, please don't go ahead until you make sure that you are not cope with this. I want to pray. Your home might not be the date of your wedding. It might be even now that the person is spiritually connected to. Until when you disconnect yourself from the person might remain. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, any soul die. Preventing my marital settlement. You are a liar. Break. Aha. Break it tonight. Break it tonight. Break it tonight. Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Break. Every soul tie. Preventing my marital settlement. Oh, yeah. Break. Break. Aha! That is it. That is it. Oh, yeah, break it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break it tonight. Something must happen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's pray our weekly prayer. Say, my ordained divine partner. Hey, wherever you may be in any nations of the world, I am available. Appear by fire and locate me in the name. Open your mouth and pray. Anywhere the person may be on the surface of the earth. In the name of Jesus, Father, let him appear. 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 Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Ha. That is it, my sister. I love you. You're praying that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, every powers from my foundation pushing me to wrong relationships. You are a liar. Die by fire. Every power from my foundation pushing me to those who are going to deceive me. Oh yeah, you are a liar. Da. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Help yourself, my sister. Something must happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. He's pushing you into a wrong relationship. In the name of Jesus, you are a liar. Help yourself pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yes. Yeah, pray. In Jesus. Jesus' name we are praying. Say this one loud and clear. Say, demonic observers monitoring my life to keep me as a single person. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, every demonic observer, Lord, I want to keep you as a single. Monitor my life. Each time I want to go into a relationship, they monitor till they spoil it. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Aha. That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. A great of favor. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor. Beloved, I married down to the glory of God 16 years. There is a particular, unusual, heavenly packaged favor that goes along with marriage. That's why the battle against civil is deep. They know that once you marry, the Bible says, one will chase 1,000. By mathematical calculation, two should chase 10,000. No, two should chase 2,000. But they say two will chase 10,000. That's Bible says that. So if you know that this battle is fierce, then you need to pray this prayer seriously. If there is a favor attached to every marriage, anyone wants to get married, just say it. This Mr. and Mrs. A and B like this, there is a release of your favor from heaven onto the two of you, and you begin to enjoy yourself. You need to pray that prayer. Say, magnet of favor, rain upon my marital destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, your magnet of favor, oh, you begin to rain. Rain upon my marital destiny. Rain upon my marital destiny. Magnet of favor. Rain upon my marital destiny in the name of Jesus. Magnet of favor. Rain upon my life. My marital destiny. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Let it rain. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, this one is deep. But there are some times in the spirit realm, you might have a twin substitute. You met somebody, and the person is trying to, okay, let's see how it's going to work, still trying to build a relationship together. While doing that, suddenly the twin will just appear to the person to destroy the person. Then some people will just change, men always change their mind suddenly. I've had enough. What have you done? No problem. What have I done? Nothing. What did I say? You didn't say anything. Why you don't want me anymore? I don't know. That is because there's a twin substitute in the spirit that has going to take your place. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say, any twin substitute operating in the spirit to block my ways. Die by fire. Pray. I told you tonight is not a joke. Tonight is not a joke at all. Every twin substitute that is operating in the spirit, they'll block my way. Oh yeah, da. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every twin substitute that is taking your place in destiny, they must die tonight. They must die tonight. They must die tonight. You will take your place in destiny yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone representing you in the spirit, anyone consulting voodoo against your marriage, open your mouth and pray, they must be wasted. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. This next prayer point, if you can pray, that'll be testimonies. That one, there's no two way about it. If you can pray with passion, don't just pray, Father, I thank you, please help me. From the days of John the Baptist, until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Until you are violent, please, put on the garment of, I will not let you go until you bless me. In order to pray this next prayer, it's a prayer of cry. It's a cry for help. You are going to pray this all loud and clear. I don't know the condition you are at the moment, but I am passionate in my spirit that if you can pray this all with passion in your bone, you will see that God will step into your case. Shout this all loud and clear. Say, oh God, my Father, hey, make my life an amazement to my enemies. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Tell God to make your life an amazement to your enemy. Wonder to your enemy. Open your mouth and pray. They thought you can never settle down. They thought you can never marry. They will be part of your celebration. They will witness the glory of God in your life. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to make your case a wonder. Only I will make my life an amazement. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, make my life, O Lord, an amazement, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say this one another clear. Say every cage of family witchcraft working against my marriage be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every cage of family witchcraft working against my marriage, oh yeah, be destroyed. Oh yeah, be destroyed. Let it be destroyed. Let it be destroyed, my sister, in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, oh, be destroyed. Be destroyed tonight. Something must happen. Oh yeah, be destroyed. Oh yeah, be destroyed. Oh yeah, be destroyed. Oh yeah, be destroyed. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. With that same power, passion in your bone, shout this one loud and clear. Say, arrows of permanent loneliness. Ha, there is somebody that needs to pray this arrow out. As you are praying, you are going to be shaking your body, shake your head. Shake head. If you are here, don't begin to come. You are commanding the arrow, I see, out by fire, you're going to command the arrow to go back, man. Amen. You turn into a machine gun prayer by shaking your body, the arrow of God, the arrow that wants to keep you in permanent loneliness. You have been in, the Bible says, it is no good for a man to be, you know, Genesis 2:18. It is not good. That's right. When God says something is not good, there is no part two in it. It is not good. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, arrows of permanent loneliness, fire into my life as I shake my body. Go on, but your center. Oh, yeah, go back. Shake it. Aha! That is deliverance. Oh, yeah, pray. Shout, out. That sister is coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out of you now. It's coming out of you, my sister. That's it. It's out. Is that already? Oh, pray, pray. Aha! You might not be able to stand. Don't worry. So, yeah, out. Arrow of permanent loneliness. Open your water. I want you to stay in this condition. Oh, yeah, out now. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Yes. Thank you, Lord. That one is out already. I thank God for that. I thank God for that, sister. That arrow that just gone out of you, it has returned sevenfold to those who sent it to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrow of permanent loneliness, arrow of staying single, I command them tonight from everyone under the sound of my voice. I command to get out. Oh, yeah, 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 get out. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus. My name will pray. You are going to pray this now. The arrow is gone out now. You are going to command something to come into your life. You can't live your life just like that. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by your mercy, O Lord, let the heaven of my marital settlement open by fire. My marital settlement, oh yeah, open my heaven. Aha. Now you know what we are praying tonight. Something must happen tonight. In the name, I can feel something in my spirit. Some people have been delivered already. It must open in the name of Jesus. Open your other prayer in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have something to do now. Everyone, if you are in your house now, lay your hands on your head as a decree. Something is about to drop out of that place. Father, by the power in the name of Jesus. Don't say amen first, to say sevenfold amen, to seal the prayer. Masun teke libroso to matayaba. Father, tonight I decree, maye kisita, reso tenemo toto riakababa. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I decree to your life. Because you have connected to this prayer tonight. Every incantation, every incision, every spell, every activities of the demonic world that have been working against your marital settlement, that have been working against the peace of God in your marriage, hear the word of the Lord with a sevenfold amen. Be neutralized tonight in the name of Jesus. Be neutralized, 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 be neutralized tonight. Aha, that's it. I pray for that person again. Every evil force that is manipulated, that is delaying or hinder your marriage from coming to reality, today by the power in the name of Jesus, ever will silence them forever. They shall be silent. 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 They shall be silent in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Put out your hand. Say thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible with me to just only one scripture. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse 18. Very simple scripture there. Proverbs 23, verse 18. I want to talk about what I call my expectation. Proverbs 23, verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse 18. The Bible says, amen, 18. It said, but surely there is, he said, for surely there is hereafter, and the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. It says, that's what the expectation of not everybody. He says, surely there's an end, but the expectation of the righteous. The question I'm going to ask you first is that for you to have an expectation, the question is, are you righteous? The Bible talks about only the expectation of the righteous, not the expectation of anybody. But tonight, in the name that is above every other name, your expectation will never be cut short. In the name of Jesus. Your expectations will never be answered. What are your expectations? You know what? Expectation is that, okay, for everyone on the line tonight is that, Father, set to me maritally. That's all. But there are some powers. There is wickedness in the wicked of the highest order. Some people's expectations have been disappointed. You started well. You loved the guy. You put all your heart. You did all you could do, but yet, they still disappoint you. That is at the end of the devil. Some people's expectations have been delayed. Some people's expectations have been manipulated. Somebody that you trusted so much has taken a place in destiny. But tonight I decree, whoever has taken your place in destiny, in the name that is above every other name, that place will be too hard for them to sit down. In the name of Jesus. Some people's expectations have been caged. You hope to marry. Imagine when you have a bird locked up in a cage. There's no how that bird will lay egg. Why? Because it has not met the male or female out there. It cannot lay egg because it's been caged. So some people's marriage have been caged. Some people's expectations have been covered. I pray for somebody here. Every satanic veil that has been covering your expectations, today I set that veil on fire. In the name of Jesus. Some people's expectations have been blocked. They just block it. You'll be wondering, am I not beautiful enough? I'm serving the Lord, yes. I'm not shy in the church. Yes, no problem. I'm doing what I need to do. I didn't fall into sin. Why is this man? Why is this woman not coming? There is a blockage somewhere. There's a blockage. You know, when you are driving on the streets of maybe London, wherever you are, and they say there's a roadblock, you will turn back. Many husbands, many wives have turned back because there's a blockage somewhere. So people's expectation have been padlocked. You are going to turn that one to prayer. Everyone must lift some of us and pray. Say, powers that has padlocked my marital destiny. Hey, you are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. That's it. In the name of Jesus, there have been padlock. Every satanic padlock that I do to tie down my marriage, I set you on fire. I destroy you now by the armor of God. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Like I said, some people's expectations have been hijacked. Some have been transferred. Some have been exchanged. Some have been attacked day and night. A man that started very well, loving, caring, cannot wait until 5 o'clock to come back home, and suddenly now be sleeping 3 days outside. There's something wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. There's a manipulation in the spiritual. Some people's expectations have been destroyed. But the Bible says for this henceforth, the Son of Man is made manifest so he can destroy the works of darkness. These are all the works of darkness. So tonight, the next prayer point we are going to pray is to attack your expectations. But before you pray that prayer, there are 7 of them in number. You are going to make a decree to yourself. But before you make that decree, the Bible says, surely there is an end. And the expectations of the righteous cannot be cut short. You cannot be living in sin and you want the expectation to come to reality. You are wasting your time. So, for 1 or 2 minutes, if you know yourself, I don't know you. I don't even know those who join anyway. I don't know you, but God knows every one of us. Tell the Lord, anywhere you have gone wrong, Father, I'm sorry about it. The message seat is available. Open your mouth and tell God, anywhere you have gone wrong, anything you have done that you are not happy about, that disqualifies you from being a righteous person, open your mouth and pray to them and tell God, Father, you are sorry. Hey! I'm sorry. I'll tell God we are sorry. Anything you have done, anything, it might be in the past, it might be in the present. Father, whatever I've done, O Lord, please, I pray you in the name of angels. I'm sorry, O Lord. I'm sorry, O Lord. I'm sorry, O Lord. Just tell God. He said, come down, let us reason together. Open up and pray, O Lord. Father, I'm sorry. Any acts that you've done, even behind the scenes, that God, you think God is done, God is watching and looking at you. Father, I'm sorry about it. I am sorry about it. Tell God you are sorry because you want to make some decree now. You want to make some decree now before I command the expectation to come to reality. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I'm sorry, O Lord, any action of things that you are not happy about, please forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me tonight, O Lord. Tell God to forgive you and let you be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are all forgiven. You are going to make this declaration. It's a confession. Your confession is your possession. Say, I decree and I declare. My expectations shall not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, my expectation shall not be cut short. My expectation shall not be cut short. In Jesus' name, we pray. When I say it once, you say it 3 times. I'll move on to the next one. Say, I decree and I declare. My expectations shall not be caged. In the name of Jesus, my expectation shall not be caged. My expectation cannot be caged. My expectation cannot be caged. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Next one. Say, my expectation shall not be diverted. In the name of Jesus. My expectation will not be diverted. My expectation will not be diverted. In the name of Jesus. The next one is to be hindered. Say, my expectations shall not be hindered. In the name of Jesus, my expectations will not be hindered. My expectations will not be hindered. My expectations will not be hindered. In the name of Jesus, say, my expectation, you shall not be manipulated. In the name of Jesus, my expectation, you shall not be manipulated. My expectation, you shall not be manipulated. My expectation, you shall not be manipulated. In Jesus' name. Say, my expectations, you shall not be delayed. My expectation, you shall not be delayed. My expectation, you shall not be delayed. My expectation, you shall not be delayed. In the name of Jesus, say, my expectations, you shall not be monitored. In the name of Jesus, my expectation, you shall not be monitored. My expectation, you shall not be monitored. My expectation, you shall not be monitored. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my expectation, you shall not be disappointed. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my expectations, you shall not be wasted. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my expectations, you shall not be transferred. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my expectation, you shall not be hijacked. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You have got to pray this song loud and clear. Now we pray now. Say, wicked powers, assigned to overturn my marital destiny, expectations. Say, wicked power, assigned to overturn my marital expectations. You are a liar. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, powers, saying no to my divine expectations. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help the power say no to your divine expectation. The power must die. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, oh Lord, arise and pull down every wall of Jericho blocking my marital destiny. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, arise and pull down the wall of Jericho blocking my marital destiny. I told you some destiny have been blocked, some breakthrough have been blocked. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh yes Lord, my marital destiny, you will not be blocked. 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 You will not be blocked in the name of Jesus. You shall not be blocked in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, advertise my picture in the heart of my divine partner. In the name of Jesus, tell God to show your picture. Father, only one, reveal your picture to my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, there is somebody designed for you. You are not meant to be alone. God has destined somebody to every other that is a need. Open your mouth and pray. Father, advertise my picture in the heart of that person. In the name of Jesus, that you have ordained for me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any gate of hell saying no to my marital blessings, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha! Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, if my partner is under satanic attack, oh Lord, deliver him in the name of Jesus. Pray. If your divine partner is under attack, tell God to deliver them. Father, deliver the person. Oh Lord, deliver the person. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. If your partner is under attack, oh yeah, Father, deliver them now in the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. You might think it's too late for you. The Bible says, surely there's an end. Today marks the end of loneliness in your life in the name of Jesus. You have been living righteous for quite a while, but the enemy has been ministering to you. Change your ways. Change your status. Change your origin. God has said, don't worry, God is too late. But let me tell you, my brother, my sister, God is never too late. He has a plan for every single person. He said, it is not good for a man to be alone. Obviously, I say I provided them an entry. That means to every Adam, by mathematical, by spiritual calculation, there is an Eve. You, that sister, you are an Eve to somebody. You, that brother, you are an Adam to another person. But tonight I decree, your Eve will locate you, your Adam will locate you. In the name of Jesus, you will not die single. In the name of Jesus, every attack against your marital settlement, today I frustrate the plan. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray some kind of Anna prayer before I pray for you to go. The Anna prayer, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1, that when Anna was being mocked, and she poured her heart and prayed to the Lord, that God, and God gave her Samuel. So open your mouth and tell God, what do you want from the Lord? Not just the praying of foundational prayer alone, without you knowing what you want. What do you want from the Lord? Tell the Lord tonight. You have only 1 minute, the blank check is given to you already. You have only a few minutes to pray that prayer. If you love yourself, pray seriously. Tell God exactly what you want. Where is she pinching you? You cannot be. The Bible says, when it's better for two to be together because they warm each other. You are supposed to be warming somebody. Tell God. 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 In the name of God. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Father, Lord, please connect me to my divine partner. In the name of Jesus. That person that's supposed to warm me on the bed, or who I'm supposed to warm on the bed, Father, please locate the person to give me. The person is dying, still dying of cold. Father, I'm dying of cold. Please help us together. Make a meeting, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pray, 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 pray. The Bible says two are better than one. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, you said in your word, he said, two are better than one. I am the only one here. I need a better thing, O Lord. He said, two are better than one. Father, please, he said, because they are good return for their labor. If one falls down, the other one can help. But pity is anyone who, no one is there to help. If two lie together, they keep warm together. But how can one person warm each other? Though they might be overpowered, but two can defend themselves. Say, Father, I want to lie with somebody. Please, that person that will warn me, oh Lord, I beg you in the name of Jesus. These are deep prayers. I thought that's why it's for the singles alone. He said, these are deep prayers. Look, he said, two are better than one. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. He said, two are better than one because they get good return for their labor. If one is falling, who will support the person? You need somebody to support you. My sister, pray that prayer. He said, two are better than one. You are carrying. You are the only one in the kitchen. You are the only one in the bedroom. You are the only one in the bedroom. You are the only one on the bed. You are the only one eating. Why is it only you? When Bible said two are better than one. Help yourself to that, my brother. In the name of Jesus, you must get settled. You must settle maritally. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, my brother. My brother, sister, today's your head. He said, today, two are better than one. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. He said, if one falls down, the other one will help him up. But it is a pity. If one falls and no one is there to help, it's a bad thing. You have been down in your room. You have been praying alone. You have almost lost confidence in prayer because you are the only one. You need somebody to strengthen you. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, you said in your word, he said, two are better than one. I need my own divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. He said, even also, verse 11, if two lie down together, they are there to keep themselves warm. But how can one keep one warm alone? You cannot be warm alone. Even if you have 20,000 pillows, you cannot warm alone. It's God's divine ordained agenda for somebody to be beside you to keep you warm. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open no matter pray. It is not good, though. God knows what he's talking about. I beg you in the name of Jesus, pray that prayer for yourself. You are a single person. Open your mouth and pray. Don't forget your destiny. Help yourself tonight. He says it is better for somebody to be two than to be one. Open your mouth and pray. This is the random prayer. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Something is happening. In Jesus' name, we pray. You ever said it? As I round up now, sorry, I'm doing about 5 minutes. I just got this revelation. I had to do it. He said, two are better than one. If I were you, I would pray with this scripture, especially tonight. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. He said, two are better than one. This is the word of God. He said, an egg might pass away, but his word will never go unfulfilled. He said, because they have a good return for their labor. If one of them falls down, another will grab him up. But it is a pity. For if one person falls down and there is no one to help him, he said, God says it's a pity. In verse 11, he said also, if two of them lie down together, no matter how we call the college, he said, they will keep themselves warm. And how can one keep one alone? Although one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three cordfold cannot be broken. What's the third one? Man, woman, and God. That's the three cordfold. God can, you cannot be, you are going to pray. Pray that prayer one more time. I'm bothered in my spirit. Say, my Father, you said two are better than one. I am tired of staying alone. Help me, Lord. Help yourself in that prayer. Don't adjust God's plan. You have been single for years. No one man is looking for you. No one man is looking for you. You cannot continue like this. Something must drop from heaven. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, I thank you for tonight. It's you, the Bible says, unto you all flesh shall come. Daddy, we have gathered together in one spirit because of our marital blessing. Some marriages are crying, some are battered and shattered, some are just on their pillow alone. Father, it is not good. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, Father, let heaven rise up on behalf of everyone in the name of Jesus. Heaven must rise up. 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 In the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Your partner you have just prayed for, the thing that God has ordained for you, that person will locate you in the name of Jesus. You will die single. You will not carry responsibility alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Can we share the grace of fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow is the weekly prayer line, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. And also Thursday, I have a conviction to make. You get your testimony in Jesus' name. Praise him on the Lord. Sorry for taking about 8 minutes of your time tonight. I'm sorry about it. Apologies. It's just the running of the Spirit. Can we shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
Bye.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, sir.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.